Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the third and final hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Robert, still hanging on for the last hour.
All right, let's roll with it. All right, we got Sharky up and running now.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we'll go roll with him, see what's going on in G-Town this morning. Real quick, Cliff and I were talking about jellyfish. That one that got me with the big tentacles and everything was a moon jellyfish. That's the one that's kind of purplish clear on top with maybe a little blue hue to it, but it has the four white rings in it. They call that a moon jellyfish. And they have another one we see pretty common with a lot of tentacles on them. Most of the time they're kind of small in the bay, and they have the stripes on them. That's an exotic jellyfish, so it's exotic enough to light you up. Let's go to Sharky. Hey, man, what's going on, Michael?
What's up? What's up, Mickey? How you doing?
A whole lot of nada. Well,
man, sorry I missed you earlier. I tell you what, it is howling out here.
Yes, it is. It got a pretty good little blow working this morning out of the north.
Man, I'll tell you what, a good way to start the day, I turned the corner to, on the boat, I turned the corner right there at the fuel dock at the yacht basin. Right where that channel opens up.
Right.
And the wind was so strong that it blew my tackle box that was open, of course, all over the back of the boat.
Oh, no.
Even better than that, my daggum breakfast burrito pretty much took off and is probably in Mexico right now. So, if that ain't a start, I don't know what it is. So, it's only uphill from here.
Well,
it's only uphill from here.
What are you
going
to fish for today? You going to flounder fish? You going to bull red? Or what are you going to do?
Well, you know what? Yesterday we had a lights out bull red bite, and we ended up with a few slots, but man, mainly bulls. Right there outside the south jetties, fishing a little bit of a deeper water there. We've been catching them on the north pretty hardcore, and yesterday morning it was slow everywhere I fished, inside north, outside north, and so. We ended up on the outside of the rocks, and right there on the outside of the south jetties, there's this big piling that comes up out of the water. You can't hardly miss it. About 100 yards from the tip there, and anywhere around there, there's a big. I've noticed on my down scan, there's a big dip, if you will. And so we've been anchoring up around there and throwing shad, with 2 ounce or 3 ounce weights and. Man, light tackle on the castaway rods, having a blast with that, and getting hooked up. But today, we're going to see where I can make it.
Yeah.
We're going to see where I can make it. The goal is to get out to the south, where we were catching those nice fish yesterday, and then tuck back into the channel. But this afternoon, I definitely plan on flounder fishing. Mm-hmm. Which is also going to be difficult because we got 2,000 boats coming in for the Trump parade. So,
oh goodness,
it's going to be a rodeo out here around the yacht basin.
Rodeo,
yeah, to say the least. So, I ended up buying bait for both trips. You know, I don't want to be anywhere near pulling in here in about 6 hours from now. It is going to be a madhouse. So, ma'am, I'm steering clear. I got my bait. I'm going to go out, catch some fish, come back in, fillet them, and get ready for the group number two right there at the dock. So,
group number two.
That's it. That's it.
You guys are more energetic and tougher than I am. One trip a day is good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. It makes the day go by quick. I'll tell you that. I mean, we're out here in the dark, and we go home in the dark. And next thing you know, you're laying in bed and back at it again the next day. So,
old timers call that can't see to can't see.
Can't see. I love that. I love that. Well, I'll tell you what. I get asked all the time. You know, I'm like, you get tired of fishing, Sharky? And man, heck no, I don't get tired of fishing. I get tired from fishing, but not of fishing. I will always
right.
be ready to rock and roll. But it is a workout, and man, you've got to love it. And if you don't love it, and you're just out here for a paycheck, people are going to find out real quick. You know, you just can't fake it if you don't have a true passion for it out here, man. It's too hard of a job to fake.
Yeah, it's not as easy as people think. It's not. It's fun. I mean, it's a great way to make a living, but it's there's a lot more to it than just putting a boat in and going fishing. There's a lot of other variables that play into it.
There is. Well, I'll tell you this much. About 5 or 6 years ago, I couldn't change out the batteries in a flashlight, and now, you know, I feel like I can break down and put together a 4-stroke motor. You know, I mean, it is it's a learning experience, and you take all these crazy things that happen out here, and you kind of, you know, you learn from each one. And after 7 years, going on 7 years now, you almost feel like you got it figured out, and then something else kind of crazy happens, and you gotta add that to your repertoire. But man, it's a blast. We have
thank God we got Fernando to keep us running.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Them guys are awesome.
Man. They are amazing.
They are awesome.
I'm yesterday on the phone with him, and man, those guys are true family. I'll tell you that. I said, man, Fernando,
they are.
I gotta quit talking you up because you're getting busy on me, you know. And no, they're great over there. They're fantastic. But we'll see, Mickey. I'm gonna get out there. My goal today is smelly bait. I know after this cold front, I think that we're going to be transitioning from using menhaden, you know, shad, over to mullet and crab. You know, I mean, this is the time
right.
of year where those redfish start to transition. And so I think we'll be doing a little bit more of that from this point forward. But, man, we're going to get out there. Hopefully I've got a really awesome flounder report for you on Thursday. And hopefully we got some pictures of slabs by this afternoon. So,
well, that was a slab that one guy caught in that Hoosier Flatty Daddy tournament last weekend. That was a good one.
That was a good one. And I will.
It scared the heck out of 9 pounds, I can tell you that.
I'd be happy to catch its little sister, you know, I mean, or just like the baby version of that. I'd be like, all right, nice 4 or 5 pounder right there.
So, yeah, I caught a 9 1/4 wade fishing one time, and it was just, I just couldn't believe how massive that fish was when you get it up to you and you got to grab it. And caught it on a mirror lure. It sucked that mirror lure all the way down. It was buried out of sight.
That is nuts, isn't it?
It is.
Man.
I wasn't anywhere near the bottom. I mean, that fish came up to eat that bait.
Oh, it came up and whacked it. Oh,
man. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I was using a 51 wading for trout, and that was probably a foot or two under the surface at the most, and
wow.
he smoked it, or she smoked
it. He was hungry. Yeah, she was hungry.
Oh, yeah. It was about this time of year, too, almost November.
Well, hopefully I can add into that story and get my own here in a little bit. I'm excited to catch one. I really want to bust 10 pounds, whether me or one of my customers this year. Man, I want to see a 10-pounder.
You know, that's elusive, like, you know, catching a 10-pound trout. It's the ultimate trophy, you know, catching a double-digit trout or a flatfish. It's pretty awesome.
It will be getting mounted.
Boy, it's hard to mount one when they're that good to eat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or just go ahead and eat it. Just, you know, measure it, give him the girth and all the thickness and everything else, the taxidermist, and then fillet him anyway.
Yeah.
And get you a fiberglass replica.
That's the way to do it right there.
Yeah, don't waste that flounder meat, man. That's good stuff.
Well, we're going to see if that gulp will work, and I'm gonna try to whack them today. I got a good
I'm sure y'all will figure it out. You got all day to do it. You'll get you some kind of pattern going.
There
well, Sharky,
go.
I know you're busy and you got to get rolling and stuff, got your boat in the water and all that, but throw them out some info. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. And you can check out our trip packages and pricing right there on the website. You could also book your trip directly online. And definitely check out our apparel, which is Monsta Fishing, MONSTAFISHIN.com. Get yourself a new Lucky Fishing shirt or Lucky Fishing hat and use the code AM610 for a sweet discount there. And that's what I got, my friend. I'm going to go and try to find me some underwater monsters this morning and see
all right, buddy.
Happen.
Underwater monsters. All right. Well, good luck to you. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Mickey. God bless, man. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right, Sharky. You too, bud. Take care. All right. That's Captain Michael Marquez down in Galveston. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on a nice fall morning. It's feeling like fall anyway. Most welcomed in our area for the warm fall we've had so far. All right, let's go way down south to South Texas, deep South Texas, about 30 minutes from the border, and see what's up with Captain Blaine Friermuth down in Jim Hogg County. Friermuth, what's up?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
59 degrees.
Oh, doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, really nice, because it was 98 yesterday.
It was warm yesterday, man.
Yeah. We're down here working this weekend. I got some of my friends down, and we're hunting doves a little bit and working a lot.
That's a good weekend to get work done when it's cool like this.
Finally. Now that it cooled off, I'm actually headed to George West right now to go get grain and get corn and Milo. We're going to fill feeders today. Now that I got some help down here, we're going to put them to work.
Yeah, well, good.
Yep, dove hunting is still fantastic. I have Brian Harris, the guy that has Hunter's Outfitters over there in Crosby. He's here with some of his friends and some of our guys down here. And we're graining quail roads and filling feeders this weekend.
Yeah, quail season opens up, next Friday or something?
Yeah, next Saturday, yeah.
Or Saturday, yeah, Saturday.
And we're just getting ready for that. We have a few customers coming. Not many. We've got some friends coming. So we'll see how that goes. But I know how it's going to go. There's about as many quail here as there does. There's me.
Man, that's good to hear. Well, that rain, it pays off, doesn't it, when you get rain through the right times of the year like you did this year? It's incredible.
Yeah. Yes, it does. It's kind of hard on me on this mowing stuff. Wow, the weeds in the grass are 4 foot tall down here.
Boy, you've been mowing all year long.
No, as soon as you mow it, it comes right back up. You know, I have to keep the dove fields mowed down nice and low so it's easy for the hunters. I've mowed them 3 different times.
Man.
That's lots of acres. A lot of acres.
Yeah, buddy.
But we're winding that on down, so that'll start back up. You can start back on what'd you say, December 18th, something like that?
Yeah.
We might, these birds stay here, it might be great.
Oh, heck yeah. That's what I like about the time of year I come down there, because I've had some excellent dove shoots, you know, in December down there that are just incredible.
Yep. Well, there's so much food down here for them right now. You know, there's just the croton, which we call goat weed, it's so much, it's just, Any bird that comes this far south is going to stop here because they've got good food. You know, our land over here to the north of us, north of town, we call Nava North, that 900 acres. We ain't even been over there other than just to fill the feeders up. One of our guys went there yesterday just to check the feeders. He said there was probably 10,000 white wings on that 900. We didn't even over there. We didn't check it out. So that's where the white wings are. We don't have any over here. That's only 12 miles away. We don't have any white wings here. A few. I mean, there's a few, but nothing like what there was. But
yeah,
it's all white wings over there, 12 miles north of this spot. So we may go over there this afternoon and shoot some white wings.
Well, Heller, how are your deer population looking? You starting to see some finally, or it's still too green? They're not coming out, or what?
We are seeing them now, Mickey. They're actually coming out. And we had a guy, you know, in Richie, the guy we call Quigley. He's down here helping this weekend.
Oh,
and
Quigley.
Nobody sat in the blind all year. Quigley sat in the blind. Of course, he wanted to shoot hogs. And he saw an 11, a 10, 2 8. And several small bucks, and the very first blind anybody said in all year. He said, "Man, that 11 point." He said, "I'm paying my money to shoot that deer." It's a big one, but yeah, they're moving. They're moving. They're coming to corn now.
Oh, that's great.
Well, it's still green, but I guess they're tired of eating green stuff. They're wanting candy.
Oh, Richie Fry, man, he's a good guy. I'm the one who gave him that nickname, Quigley. He showed up with that gun, that 300 Win Mag, and that, I mean, you got to be an animal just to carry that up in the stand with you, with that big old hog barrel he's got on there and a scope.
Giant
I said,
scope.
That isn't a scope, that's a telescope.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. He's out there right now. He got up early to try to shoot some hogs. He's got him a thermal. I said, get out there and shoot some of these hogs. I've been seeing quite a bit of hogs during the daylight hours now. Normally, you don't ever see them, but they're out moving, too. I don't know why. I guess because nobody shot them. They get smart real quick when people start shooting them.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill Watkins and I were talking about that earlier this morning, about how smart those big hogs are.
I know it.
I want to see that one over on that new ranch you got last year, that hog you and I both saw, that big dump truck looking hog. I mean, I want somebody to kill that one.
He's still there.
God, he's huge.
We're over there filling feeders up. Those tracks are underneath those feeders. He's big. I bet you that hog weighs 400 pounds.
That's what I was telling Bill.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm ready. You gonna come down open weekend this year, or you can get off?
Man, I probably can't get off. Man, the sickos would go crazy if I lit out of here.
Yeah. We need you.
But I might be able to come, leave here and just drive down there on a Sunday and hunt Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and then come back.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be real good.
I'll tell you, I got to make a trip to the Belleville, man. I've got freezers running with nothing in them. Well,
Mick,
I'm
going to make you take a week off, bro.
Heck yeah, Johnny B will fill in for me.
I'll put 14 shows together. We'll have many weeks off.
Well, Johnny, you can fill in for me.
Hey, man, I ain't that dumb.
Got his sidekick, Mickey. He'll drive you all the way down. You can sleep all the way down.
That's right. I'll just
you can just drink Rebecca Creek all day.
Well, I don't know about that, but I might at night though.
Yeah, we'll get you a quick liver transplant
around that campfire. Yeah, that's yeah. We need to get Johnny B down there. He'd go crazy if he saw all that set up.
You can spread the word. What fantastic place we have down here!
I don't call it God's country for nothing.
Yeah.
Just something about the mystique of South Texas, you know.
We might even be able to have a fire tonight. It might be the first fire of the year.
Boy, I'm telling you, we didn't have many last year. Remember last winter? I don't even think we sat around the fire.
It was too hot.
It was too hot, and then a couple of nights it was raining.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was raining. That's what it was. Yeah,
but for the big Boyd's oyster and shrimp fire on my birthday that night, it was perfect weather, man.
Yep. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, that ought to be fun this year.
It always is. Made another year. Put that one in the archives. Well, I'm glad things are looking good for you down there, Blaine.
They look good. We're keeping the doors open. That's all I can say.
Well, that's better than most. I mean, it's tough times right now for a lot of small businesses, and my hat's off to all you guys trying to survive. It's been tough.
Yep. Well, we got a lot of friends that are helping us. They're supporting us.
You do. You got some great friends. All those guys, my hats are off to them for all the help they give you down there.
The individuals have come out, and they're spending a little money trying to do some fun stuff, but, you know, all the corporate stuff is gone. It's over with.
Well, they're budgeted out, man. They can't They're just tapped. They're trying to survive, too.
Well, it'll get better. It's going to get better real quick.
Yeah, it will.
2021, how about that? Let's talk about that.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, Blaine. Well, I'll let you get to it. Good luck on picking up all your grain this morning, and y'all get your work done while the weather's nice. It's pretty good.
All right. Well, appreciate y'all. And if anybody needs me and wants to go hunting, they can call me at 713-703-6656. We'll be right here.
All right, Blaine. I'm glad I got a hold of you, and y'all have a good day down there. Be safe. Watch them old rattlesnakes.
Talk to you a little later.
All right, buddy. See you, Blaine. All right, that's Captain Blaine Fryermuth down in Deep South Texas. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this, it's a little breezy Saturday morning, but it's cool temperatures. We need to let the wind play out, and things will get better. At least the temperature has dropped, and the wind has switched. Looking at current conditions right now. North winds offshore at the buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have a north breeze at 18, gusting to 22. Barometric pressure is already over 30 inches. It's 30.03 inches and rising. Looking at Eagle Point, it's showing north-northwest at that station at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Water temp's already down to 77. That's good. 3 degrees lower than it was yesterday. And Morgan's Point, it's north at 16, gusting to 21. So barometer's rising, winds are up a little bit, but they're calling for them to diminish towards the afternoon. So you don't want to go this morning, wait and put in. Tides are going to be better this evening anyway. You know, you'll have an outgoing. Our tides have really been bulled up, and hopefully this north wind will help push a little of these waters out of here. I mean, I like a lot of water, but it does scatter the fish, but it lets you get to areas that you normally can't get into, you know, unless you wade fish, but you can, it's easier access by boat. You don't spook the fish as bad. So, all right, Bobby, do we have Will up yet? Not yet. Okay. We're trying to get a hold of Will Kirkpatrick. We'll do the Big Sam, and after him, we'll go to Lake Livingston and talk to Harry Detant, like we always do on Saturdays. But this should change things up. His first front, got another good one coming next week, middle of the week, and get these water temperatures falling, and freshwater and saltwater fishing, it'll just go through the roof. It'll continue to get better all the way through Christmas time. And a lot of us live for this time of year. I mean, you got to pick your days. You know, cold fronts are not ideal conditions to go fishing in, but if you can wait for them to blow out and get those 2 or 3, 4 days between the next one coming in, man, it makes for some good patterns. Had some unbelievable days fishing behind these things like this, or approaching fronts. You know, you get a pumping south wind, you got a shoreline that's loaded up with some big specks, or protected areas that's loaded up with big bass. Man, they go to snapping. The fall run. All right, well, we'll just go to Harry then. That's it's not all bad talking to Harry. I always like talking to this gentleman. Harry Detant, Pinwall Campground and Marina on beautiful Lake Livingston. What's up, man?
Well, Mickey, it's not so beautiful this morning.
A little breezy there, bud.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Yeah, we got probably about a 10-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the north-northwest, you know, and I think it's about 50 degrees. So
yeah, I bet it is cool up there. It was 58 when I left my house in the middle of the night.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's that wind. You know, it hit in here yesterday, you know, Mickey, I'm not real sure, 3, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it was just like a shotgun blast. It was dead calm. And then all of a sudden here come a big old wave of wind, you know, and I mean, leaves started blowing down the roads and everything else, you know, and that lake went from flat to rough just in just a few minutes and all.
Yeah, I had some high gust with that front line when it cleared me.
Uh-huh. It did.
I mean, some really high gust.
I mean, it just come in here with a vengeance, you know. But I can tell you, the fishing wasn't too bad yesterday in front of that front. It sure wasn't. I saw some nice, real nice crappie come in.
Did you? Well, that's good.
Yeah, I sure did, and saw some nice white bass. But heck, you know, like yesterday morning when we got it, you could look out across that lake and it looked like a big giant mare out yonder, and it was that away, you know, most of the day, and all. And then yesterday afternoon it kind of went thumbs down, you know, so. It's not going to be much today, I can tell you that. I mean, I had a guy call me, I don't know, you know, it was about 7. He was after dark last night, and he was wanting to know if he could use my ramp, you know, if he could get on the ramp after I closed. And I told him, yeah, I got a drop box up here. You just put your money in it. And I said, what are you going to do? And he said, well, I want to launch my boat, and he was going to take it over in one of the subdivisions and put it in a boat sling over yonder. And I said, I don't think you're going to do it tonight. I said, if you do it tonight, you may not have a boat in the morning, you know. But he was on the highway. He was completely unaware how rough this lake was, you know. But I can only imagine, you know, I mean, I would not want to be on that lake after dark where I couldn't see a dang thing and have a hard wind blowing in me. I mean, it wouldn't be good at all. But we had a pretty good week up here this last week. I mean, weather-wise, I mean, we're needing a little bit of rain, but fishing kind of picked up. Black bass picked up a little bit this week too, and also we're not setting the world on fire by any means, but it's improving a little bit. The water, you know, the water. I don't even know what that water temperature is. It's starting to cool off a little bit, you know, compared to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the weather's been gorgeous. I mean, you know, and I guess we're having, I don't know if the trees are dropping all the leaves because it's dry or because it's fall, you know. I mean, you know, we had that week or so of, you know, of, 60-degree mornings or maybe a little bit colder. And
yeah.
All week long this week, I mean, it was 71 or 72 degrees, you know, it's 7 o'clock, so, and then this morning it's quite different, but we'll just take it as it comes, and all, everything will be all right. But I think right now, I think the release is down at the dam, I think it's slightly over 1,300 cubic feet a second, and, you know, the lake, we're probably maybe two, or maybe, let's just split in hairs, Mickey. We're a couple inches below normal pool, you know.
Well, that's good. Y'all can stay that way the rest of the year. I'm salting up my backyard. I'm loving it, man. Just a mere trickle is all I need, buddy.
A mere trickle. Well, you know, like that one friend of mine down in that area, it hadn't been that long ago where he got to mow his, but his was standing in water nearly, you know, for several months, you know, you couldn't get a lawnmower through it or nothing, you know, and just a bog, you know. So, but it was, when it dried out, I guarantee you it dried out. I mean, this old land up here, I guarantee you, I mean, we was wet for so long, you know, and then all of a sudden it just reversed, and everything dried out. We got the dust blowing down the road now. But and I tell you what, now we've slowed way down on them lawnmowers as far as mowing and stuff, because there's just not anything growing, you know. So, but the squirrels are working good, and they're putting up nuts for the winter, and so maybe we'll have a good one. And I hope it doesn't get too cold. But lot of guys getting ready for deer season right now, and they're working on them leases. And
it's going down, isn't it?
I guarantee you they're mowing right of ways and everything else. And not in on, you know, they're putting out a lot of seed and stuff, and they just need a little rain to get her started, and they'll have a jam up good time. They sure will.
Yeah, I love that kind of hunting, you know, food plots like that.
Yeah,
especially when you got one with a protein feeder and a corn feeder and a good food plot. It's
Hey, Mickey and a ribeye on the other end.
Well, you got that. That's for the nighttime. Good whiskey night drink with a good medium rare ribeye and a baked
Lord,
potato.
Yeah.
You know, that's deer camp food there,
buddy. Yeah, that's I guarantee you that's camping. You know, one time there in the 70s, you know, I was living there in New Mexico, and we was getting ready to go to the mountains, and of course, we just live right down there at the mountains, and we was going to stay a week, and in the 70s, I think I spent $115 for groceries, and in the 70s, that was a bunch of groceries.
Yeah, that's big money right there back in the 70s.
My wife looked at me, she said, "What are all of y'all going to do? How many of y'all's going?" I said, "Well, there's only three of us, you know, but we're going to have plenty to eat, you know."
Well, the hunting's slow. Eating's going to be good.
You ain't kidding. You get into the eating and the domino playing and stuff, I mean, you got to keep your strength up. You sure
yes,
do.
Yes, sir.
You know, my brother used to come down and hunt with me all the time. I really did like to hunt with him because, you know, you get to tromping around. We didn't have no leases. We just walking around in them mountains and canyons and stuff, you know. But I'd get ready to go early in the morning, and I'd take me a canteen of water and my rifle and some shells and maybe a candy bar, you know. But my brother, he was one of these guys. He always carried a backpack with all kinds of stuff, and I just loved it, you know, because we'd get up on top of the mountains, and then he'd share it with you, and I didn't have to carry it up yonder, you know.
That's it.
I mean, we'd have a pretty good lunch. But
well, good deal. I've got to run.
All right, Mickey.
But I was looking at top five crappie lakes in Texas: Lake Livingston, Proctor Lake, Lake Conroe, Granger Lake, and Sam Rayburn. That's the way they list them.
Yeah. Is that Rayburn's last?
Yeah, I figured it would be, you know, at least one or two.
I figured it'd be a one plus, probably.
They just listed his top five, and they don't put one or two or anything next to it. That's just the ones they list. But
I mean,
well, Harry, if somebody wants to come up to Pinwall, give you a call before they come up, pick your brain a little bit, throw them out a number, man.
That number up here at Pinwall is 936-967-4752.
All right,
y'all
buddy.
Have a good day and stay warm.
You too, Harry. Good talking to you. See you,
all
man.
Bye.
All right. That's Harry Detin over at Pinwall Campground and Marina on Lake Livingston. Now let's go up to the Big Sam and let's check in with our good friend Will Kirkpatrick. Good morning, Will. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. I had a little storm come through. Got about an inch of rain and blew a bunch of leaves off. It just popped up in about 10 minutes, and it lasted about an hour, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
But the lake is holding about 3.5 foot below pool. They're supposed to open Rayburn Park up the 1st of December.
Well, that's good.
And, when you get prevailing winds here are southeast, and sometimes it gets a little dicey trying to put in at Powell Park when you got a 20-mile-an-hour southeast wind blowing in.
Oh, yeah.
But Rayburn Park, they fixed the ramps. They just, you know, they had a lot of trouble. And I called the U.S. Forest Service to see about getting Five Fingers fixed. So, you know, we having problems up here getting launch areas. But the water is warmed back up again. You know, it got down to, I think I told you last weekend, it warmed up a little bit. The other day, the shad are in. I was back in. You remember where you fished, where you caught that 6-pound bass?
Yeah.
I was in there Wednesday, Thursday, and there was probably 10 or 12 schools of shad in there, but they were all this year's shad. They were about 3/4 inch or an inch long. There wasn't any of the big shad, so, you know, we didn't have
right.
any fish don't work over on them little shad. The only fish you get on there are them little school bass about 8, 10, 12 inches long.
Right.
I kept waiting. I saw them, and I thought, well, now we're going to have some fish school here in a little bit. And then two or three of the schools got up by the boat, and I could see what they was. And that just, I guess that's, you know, we have three hatches. You'll have one about halfway through the bass spawn, while the shad will come in and spawn. And the ones that are spawned then, they'll come back in around August, first part of September, and they'll spawn. And then you'll get, sometimes you'll get a third spawn. And, you know, this is either a late middle spawn or it's early fall spawn, because they're pretty little. You'd have to be an awful fast bass to catch one of them. But the water's got back up. It's was 79. I come in about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was 79. So it's warming up. It's supposed to be getting cool. Excuse me. It's supposed to be getting cool, not warming up.
Right.
But I think with the shad in and with this water supposed to cool off, we're supposed to have a front coming in, what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, it looks like Wednesday is the next front, and it's supposed to be a lot better one than this one. So,
yeah, I got two guys coming in fishing Wednesday, Thursday, and half day Friday. So they called me last night, and they said, what's the weather forecast? And I said, well, you're going to be here 2.5 days. I'd say at least one day is going to be lost. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But it's basically, if you get out there real early, you got a short topwater bite. And there's, you know, I found a bunch more grass there. I went down to Coal Branch, and there's some grass in there, and then there's some down at Coleman, which is the next cove down.
Right.
Big. So if the weather, good Lord willing, and weather don't get too bad, well, we can get out there and get down there early in the morning and get the topwater bite, because after the sun pops up, by 8 o'clock, it's quarter to 8, 8 o'clock, there's no topwater bite. And it's back to worms. That's all we were catching on was on worms.
Worms. So, let me guess.
Yeah, guess what? You know, I've been throwing that, cream came out a couple of years ago with that thing they call a flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the old cream scoundrel, but it's got about half of it is split. It's got two tails with little paddle feet like a frog.
Yeah, it's got like them frog feet on the back of it. I got some of those. You sent me some.
They may, coming off that grass, you know, once the bigger shad get in and we're trying to get some bass to come in and out of deep water, I think there's been a tremendous amount of bass go out to deep water. You're seeing a lot of schools, but they're not doing anything. I tried to jig and spoon a little bit and didn't do anything on that, because it's hard to tell whether they're schooled up bass. You know, catfish don't school like that. So yeah. They either got to be bass. They could be crappies, but with jig and spoon, if you're crappies, you know, you're going to catch a crappie. I didn't try any small jig and spoons. I was just throwing that 3/4 ounce. But usually if you're going to get in any decent-sized crappies, they'll take that thing.
Oh, yeah, they will.
That guy that built that big crappie guide boat, he can handle like 18 people. And he had a trip out the other day, and he said they claimed fish for an hour and a half.
I bet.
So I don't know how you separate individual limits. You remember we had that deal with those guys, what was it, last year, that they caught with that 75 crappies apiece? Remember that?
Well, yeah, they had 400-something fish per boat or something like that. That was crazy, man.
I don't know what this guy does, because he's got, it looks like a big stock tank, you know, the tanks they use for livestock for watering.
Right.
That's what he's got for a live well. He's got big aerators, one at each end of it.
Goodness.
So, you know, you figure if he's got 12, 14 people, how many, because he fishes mostly with minnows. He don't use jigs.
Yeah.
You just figure how many minnows you got to have.
All right. Well, Will, I'm out of time, buddy. I got to run. Give it to the next crew.
484-3177, and, you know, hopefully the shad are in, so hopefully we'll get some bass moving on top here.
It'll come. Quick. More fronts we get, the better it's going to get. All right, Will. Hey, thanks for the info. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Bye.
All right, later. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back tomorrow for Open Line Fun Sunday right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.